This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so you know how we were talking about how high finance trickles down? Housing is a great example of that. Low interest rates from the Fed helped drive our real estate bubble that, as we all know, went bust. But at the height of that boom, residential developments were springing up all over the place. And then all of a sudden, pretty much out of nowhere, things dried up. So what you had was a whole bunch of big empty plots of land just sitting there like ghost towns, except without the actual ghost buildings. Until now, as the housing market recovers. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
In many ways, California was ground zero for the subprime housing disaster. The state received close to half of all the subprime cash that flowed into the real estate market. And when it did, it caused home prices to skyrocket.
Which in turn proved what a great investment housing was, thus causing more people to get subprime loans to go out and buy more properties. It's just complete chaos.
Chris Thornburg is a financial analyst at Beacon Economics. In the midst of that chaos, Thornburg noticed some red flags, and he spoke out about them. He was one of the few people who predicted the housing crash.
What leads markets is inventories. And inventories have been nice and tight, and then at the very end of 2005, early 2006, inventories started going up. And that's it. When inventories start going up, you know the game's over.
Right around that time, in fact, in the final hours of 2005, Andrew Johnson and Mike Wells were celebrating New Year's Eve on a rooftop. They were drinking brandy and smoking fine cigars, thinking that they were on the verge of becoming millionaires.
We had, over 300 homes slated for construction. We were happy.
Johnson, a real estate agent, and Wells, a contractor, had a big whiteboard full of all the housing developments they were working on. Everything from small plots to a huge development with golf courses and a school. Here's Mike Wells.
So we had signed contracts. Life was looking pretty good, like Andrew said, and then things started dropping like flies.
And just as Thornburg predicted, prices dropped. The market began its downward spiral, and one by one, each of Johnson and Wells' developments were erased from the whiteboard.
I couldn't keep my doors open because things weren't selling. And I think that next New Year's, I was at home. Totally different change.
Of all the developments Johnson and Wells had, only one survived, Desert Crest, a small plot of desert land in Lancaster, about 70 miles north of Los Angeles. The day I visited Desert Crest, it was 111 degrees. A hot wind blew through a row of brightly colored flags, advertising green homes of the future. But there were no houses yet, just a single yellow fire hydrant sticking out of the dirt and a cinder block wall with a huge pile of tumbleweeds leaning against it. On the horizon, Antelope Valley State Prison shimmered in the heat.
Has this lot looked pretty much like this for the last 7 years?
We've had graffiti. We've taken that off. Pretty much the curves have been here for a while. The fire hydrants are new and music to our ears, and we're ready.
At the moment, the only sounds here are the wind and the air conditioner of the trailer that doubles as Johnson's sales office. But that is about to change. Within a few weeks, huge machines will be laying down asphalt and pouring foundations. The reanimation of this development started about 2 years ago when Johnson and Wells met with the private investors funding the project. After sitting on the land for 5 years, they decided that the market had picked up enough to start building. And their strategy was to build energy-efficient homes.
We decided to really go green. You know, I mean, it's a wave of the future, and we thought at that time we might be a little too advanced for people.
Desert Crest will have 44 houses starting in the low 300s with standard features like solar panels and tankless hot water heaters.
The way the market is going now, I can't see us having any inventory in 3 months.
There's a good chance that this time around, Johnson's plan will pay off. California is in the midst of a housing shortage. Again, Chris Thornburg.
98% of units that have been foreclosed on in California are already in the hands of a new owner. We don't have enough housing. We haven't had enough housing in a long time.
Part of the problem is that there's been hardly any residential construction over the last 7 years. Meanwhile, the population has grown steadily, credit standards are loosening, and unemployment in California is dropping faster than the rest of the country. All of that means the state is poised for another construction boom. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.